in heaven and on earth and under the earth. The name of Jesus resonates loud. You have, as a believer, you have the right and you have the authority to use the name of Jesus every single time. That's just one of the many things that he has done for us. Every single time, you can operate and use that name of Jesus. And use it boldly. And I don't mean in a way where we want to cuss. Well, Jesus Christ. Use it right. There's power behind that name. I don't know if y'all been seeing in the news. Guess people, UFO, aliens in Vegas. Came into somebody's backyard and they were scared. The name of Jesus in heaven. Every knee should bow in heaven. I don't care where they came from. And they get on this earth. You got more authority on earth than they do. Jesus. Now, how will he handle that? He says, the works that I do shall you do, and you will do even greater. So stop thinking a lot less of yourself and who you are in Christ. Your identity is in Jesus. What's the next scripture on there? It says, John 16, it says, and when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions, I assure you. Most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. Up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name, as presenting all that I am. But now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, so that your joy, gladness, delight may be full and complete. I sought the Lord. He heard me, and he what? He answered. I can't relate and I cannot compute where I prayed and the Lord said no. I can't relate to that because there ain't no scripture in the Bible that says that. All of God's promises are yes and what? Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen. So be it to the glory of God through us. I never got a no from God when I pray because I don't pray according to what I want. I don't pray according to what I believe I should have. I pray according to his will for my life, for my family's life. He's never told me no. I cannot relate to anybody that says that. But God told me no. Well, quit asking for what you want and ask, Lord, what is it you want me to do? It's going to be a whole lot better when you pray according to the will of God for your life. He tells me, no, okay, I'm good with that. Stings a little bit, but I'm okay with that. But I know the direction that he wants me to go is leading me to the right place at the right time to be able to minister to someone else in their life. You won't find a no prayer in the Bible. All of his promises. You got 66 books in the Word of God that says yes to you. Thousands upon thousands of promises in the Bible that says yes to you. And you want to ask outside of that? Why? Because I want to think outside the box. Well, think in line with the Word of God and you'll be fine. I'm not trying to impress people outside the box. Without faith, it's impossible to please who? People? God. It's impossible to please God without faith, We live by faith. We walk by faith. We talk by faith. We speak by faith. There's sometimes where you may not, where you may not speak by that. But guess what? Just get back in line. Repent. Just get back in the will. It's okay. Just get back in his will. Well, God told me no. He had never told me no. Never. And that's not an exaggeration. He's never told me no. He's told me not to. If I was going. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So, if I was wanting to go here, I didn't ask. He says, don't go. Don't do that. No to that. But when I prayed, according to his will, according to his word, he has never told me no. That's not scriptural. There's ways around that, I get it. But God told me no. Well, you must have been asking according to your will. And he will never violate anybody else's will. When we go out and we pray for other people, we ask, Jason, is it all right if I pray with you? Lord has put something on my heart. Is it all right if I pray with you, man? God bless you. See, he's given me the okay. I can't violate that. I can't violate that. Well, let me just pray for you, brother. I just know something. I just know God's got something on you. Let me just pray for you, brother. As if I'm Hulk Hogan or something. Hey, let me tell you something, brother. You can't force that on somebody. They may not want to receive that. That will repel them. Jesus was so good. People came to him. Crowds wanted to hear him speak, wanted to hear him talk. They wanted to touch the hem of his garment. They wanted to be around him because the goodness of God was flowing through him. The power, the anointing was flowing through him. Don't y'all know y'all got that on the inside of you? The name of Jesus sent demons. I hope there's some demons in here today. Say something. I dare you. Say something. Jump up. Otherwise, keep quiet. Jesus. That stuff shouldn't be operating in your home. I don't know what to do. Use the name of Jesus. Pray with a girl, young lady. It's at Walgreens. Pray with her. I asked if it was okay to pray with her. She said yes. Back was hurting. She had kidney problems and stuff and with her organs. And, you know, a couple days later, I mean, she did not want to be there. And, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with young people, they don't want to be at work. So I don't know if they're just milking that or what have you. I just want to get off early so I can go home and watch some Netflix or something. But I end up praying with her. Saw her later on that day. I said, stick with what we prayed with, what we confessed. Saw her the next day. Still, she was there. She was doing all right. And then the day after, boy, she had a smile on her face. I appreciate what you've done for me. Just taking the time to do that. Ask. God will not violate anyone's will when it comes to that. You might be in faith in every which way. I mean, I'm talking about the faith that can move mountains. But if that person don't want to be healed, he'll know. That person doesn't want to be delivered, he'll know. Because God is the one who searches our hearts and minds. He knows that. We can be giving him lip service, but our heart, there could be some doubt there. And he tells us, it's okay to doubt in your mind. It's okay to have some doubts, but he says not to doubt in your heart. Because you got to believe with your heart. Confession is made unto salvation. It was with the heart that man believes on the righteousness. You start doubting there. His word ain't going to work in your life. So when other people are doubting, your responsibility is to say what God says, to pray his will, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's your responsibility. You're trusting in them. What if they fall over dead? That's not where your faith was at, was it? You do what God has called you to do. You say what God has called you to say. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Be led by the Spirit, by the Spirit, by the Spirit. I do not get up here and talk about what somebody else has told me on a phone or in an email or any which way. Your pastor up here ain't compromised to anybody. I'm not controlled by anyone. I'm yielded to the Spirit of God. I'm yielded to our organization. I'm yielded to our board. But ain't no man is over here telling me, hey, I need you to say this. If you don't get up out of here. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. I'm not a puppet for no man. I will never be a puppet for any man. You want me to say something? You're going to have to say it yourself. There's power in that name of Jesus. It's that last scripture. Lord, it's Jeremiah talking. There is none like you, for you are great, and your name is full of what? Power. His name is full of power. Who would not fear you, O King of Nations? That title belongs to you alone. There is not any other religion. Not Muhammad, not Buddha. No one has that title but Jesus. Among all the wise people of the earth and in all the kingdoms of the world, there is no one like you. So I know who I'm going to spend my time with. I know who I'm going to flex. I don't even know if I use that right. Today's lingo just gets me, man. Serious. I used to be good with it. Do I put the cap on or off? What? Is it fire or what? I mean. Who would not fear you? How can we ever lose? Think about that. How can we ever be defeated? We defeat ourselves. You want to compete? Compete against yourself. Compete against yourself. You're going to have to get yourself up in the morning. If you want to get up early, go do some walking, some exercise. You're going to have to compete with yourself. You're going to have to tell yourself, we got to do this. We got to get up. You're going to have to force yourself to sit down and read the scriptures, to spend a little time with Jesus. Compete with, why are you racing this person over here? Compete with yourself. You're going to have to go out and apply for jobs. You're going to have to go out and do what God has called you to do. You're going to have to do those things. Nobody else can do it for you. You have to do it. You're going to have to clean your room. You're going to have to clean your house. And if you live in my house, Kristen does it. We got this ongoing debate. I think I do more around the house than she does. And she just laughs at that. That's my joke of the week. She does a whole lot. And I'm thankful. I know how to order out. You're going to compete. Compete with yourself. There's greatness there. Every one of you. Every one of you. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus, you've got greatness living on the inside of you. You ain't ordinary. God doesn't make anything just ordinary. It's extraordinary. Jesus, the sweetest name I know, that can soften the hearts of man and scare the mess out of demons. Jesus. That title belongs to you alone. Him alone. Jairus, my daughter's sick. Come so that you may heal her. Come with me. And as he was going, there was a woman with an issue of blood. And we know that. We've read that story 1,000 times. But every single time, I'm just amazed. Every single time, I know the end of the story. I know what goes on, but every single time, it just amazes me how sweet and how awesome our God is. She cuts through the crowd. And as everybody is touching them, trying to get a piece, trying to get hands on them, what have you, they're not operating in faith. They're not trying to receive anything. They just want to touch them. She had a different thing in mind. If I can just touch the hem, the very end of his garment, I know that I will be healed. I will be made whole. And as she touched him, immediately the blood dried up. She had an issue for 12 years. Jesus. Jesus. Now what issue do we have? He is the same yesterday, today, and for what? For every week? Week to week? We got to rent them out? Forever. But one thing God won't do is violate his word. He will not violate your will. He isn't going to change it up for us just because we're his children. He will honor his word. He exalts his word even above his name. And I should tell you something. He exalts his word even above his name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is what? Lord. We got school systems in place. Our education. We speak Jesus over those situations. We speak Jesus for any hidden agenda. We speak Jesus against any hidden agenda that comes and destroys our kids, our children, their minds, their faith, their innocence. We speak against that. And if any demon want to drop off, we got something for him. Jesus. The name which is above all names. You want to make transgender bathrooms? No. In the name of Jesus. No. In the name of Jesus. No. Not today. Not today. Or any other time. Jesus hasn't fallen off his throne. You want to hide books in the library that teaches the wrong thing? Demonism? Sexual stuff? Not today. No, in the name of Jesus. No, we're not doing it. We come against that in the name of Jesus. That hidden agenda, expose it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. People want to walk around and float as if they're Jezebel with a group of people. Nope, not today. We're coming against that. Well, what about your image? I don't give a rip. Image. I died. Christ lives through me. It ain't the other way around. You got to be able to speak up. People talk about women in church. I don't allow women to speak in church. This is what the Bible says. I say, well, okay, I get that. I get that. It says, I do not permit women to speak in church. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. You can speak everywhere else. Why are you going to cut it down? It's not like we're in church every single day. We meet once a week. You got 6 days out of the week to go everywhere else and speak the name of Jesus. Well, women need to submit to men. No, it says submit to your husbands, not to men. My wife ain't going to submit to another man. Don't get me started. Come on. You don't allow somebody to tell your wife something different than what you've already spoke to her and agreed with. Well, you got to submit to men. No, shut it. You stay submitted to your husband. Amen? Come on. Wives, you don't submit more to me over your own husband. Use your voice. Use the name of Jesus. Don't just stand there and just take it. Mm-mm. That name's too powerful. Too powerful. Too strong. Too strong. Name of Jesus, Robert. I know your situation. I know your history. The name of Jesus works. It works. See, he said, says in Deuteronomy 8:18 that God has given you the ability to gain wealth. Because this is something that he swore to his forefathers. You got the ability. But you got to get that competitiveness going within you. You got to challenge yourself every single day, every day, to do his will, not yours, his will, so that you could be a blessing to others around you. You got nephews, nieces, and a mother that's been fighting for you for so long. The name of Jesus works. You use it in a good way. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Y'all stand up, stand up, stand up. Come on. Hallelujah. Now on the count of three, we're just going to shout Jesus. From right here. One, two, three.
Jesus!
Come on. I didn't hear you, Chris. Oh, man. Gonna be like the color of purple. Don't give me no water. She's gonna spit in it. That's fine. Let's do that again. One, two, three.
Jesus!
Come on, man. We're going to do that one more time. All right? Is y'all sensing something right there in the spirit? Now, this is what I, this next time, I want you to picture what's wrong in your life right now. If it's sickness, disease, whatever it is, that's what you're screaming at. That's what you're shouting at. That's what you're putting over. You're putting the name of Jesus over whatever affliction that you got going on in your life. So say it like you mean it. Okay? One, two, three. Jesus! Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with shouting his name, Jesus, when you need help. We don't have to get so prideful if we need help. We need help. We need help. Jesus, Lord, I need help. Help me, Jesus. We don't have to have it all figured out. He's got it all ready done. He has the answer. Jesus. Do y'all believe when you say his name? Do you, are you believing it inwardly? Can I get a little personal? Do you believe when you shout it, Shauna? Believe it. And then once you believe it, you act on it. And even if you don't see it working, you continue to say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that my family's delivered. I thank you that healing flows through my body. I thank you that my lungs are good. Lord, I thank you that this cancer is gone. Lord, I thank you that these migraines ain't coming anymore. In the name of Jesus, we speak against that. Jesus. Father God, I thank you for everyone here, Lord. I thank you for their life, their health, and their strength in you. We are nothing without you, Lord. But we are so happy that you are with us every step of the way. This is the beginning of something new in our lives. Another level that you're taking us through. Another level in our relationships, Lord. Another level in our faith. Another level in our finances, Lord, and how you can impact other people's lives. Lord, we thank you for every level that you take us through, because we know there's going to be demons, but those demons are going to have to submit to the name which is above every name, Jesus. We just give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Y'all have a great week and run some demons out of that city. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.